Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. We're just going to dive in this week, and I want to continue that topic because I have heard so many comments from the listeners in regards to your self-worth and your worthiness. So we can just pick up from where we left off last week on this sense of self-worth and worthiness. And I think that it's just gotten so misconstrued as far as the meaning of worthiness and value and your self-worth. And it gets misconstrued with confidence. You can look at an individual and they may have these external factors that would conclude that that person is full of confidence when in reality, in their heart, in their soul, they don't really feel worthy. When you look at worthiness and your sense of value, I cannot keep God out of the equation because our value comes from Him. The definition of self-worth and worthiness is that you have an inner knowing that you are worthy of love, regardless. Regardless of your external factors, regardless of what you do, regardless of what you've accomplished, you are worthy of love. There's a scripture in Corinthians that talks about how Jesus, he paid a very high price and it cost him his blood to purchase us. And when you think about that, it speaks volumes in regards to our value and our worthiness. Our worthiness is not external. It's not based on external factors. It's based on this inner knowing that we are worthy of love because, after all, Jesus saw us with so much value that he was willing to buy us, purchase us, so that we can be in relationship with him. And he saw us so valuable that he was willing to pay the price, which cost him his blood. And when you think about your value and your worth, I want you to think in terms of how you have seen yourself when it comes to your value. Oftentimes, we think that our worth and our value, especially because we live in a social media world, that our value and our worth is predicated on external factors. So it looks like this. You may see somebody on social media and they may appear to be doing better than you. And now you start to compare yourself. So now your worthiness goes unchecked. Your sense of value becomes questionable. But what leads us to more unworthiness is when we start to look at our worth on external factors. As a matter of fact, when you begin to think in terms of, if I just can accomplish X, Y, and Z, if I can just get to this goal, if I can just reach this career, if I can just make more money, if only I had this or looked like this, then you would feel better about yourself. When in reality, when we think that way and when we have that kind of perspective, it's only going to lead you further and further away from self-worth. It leads you to unworthiness. A strong self-worth does several things. When you have a strong sense of self-worth and you understand your value, that you are worthy of love regardless, that you are worthy of giving love, receiving love, and that you are valuable, the first thing that you will find is that you do not stay stuck. People stay stuck because they feel unworthy. People stay stuck in seasons. They stay stuck in circumstances because they don't feel like they're good enough. They don't feel like they are enough. So we stay stuck. We stay stuck in our own thinking. We stay stuck in seasons. We stay stagnant in certain areas of our lives. We stay stuck in relationships and we're really not moving in a forward motion. And oftentimes, not all the time, but it's attributed to a lack of strong self-worth. When you have a sense of worthiness, you can move forward. You can start to take steps that lead you to no longer be stuck in a season, in a pattern, in a cycle. Have you been stuck in a cycle? Have you been stuck in a pattern? Check your worthiness. Check your sense of self-worth. You cannot stay stuck in a cycle and a pattern of thought, in a lifestyle, in a pattern of behavior, stuck and really bound to it when you have worthiness. It's impossible. You will always move forward when you have a healthy sense of self-worth. The second thing that you will find when you have a strong sense of self-worth is that you don't sabotage things in your life. You don't sabotage your own dreams. You don't sabotage your future. You don't sabotage yourself from opportunities because you understand you're worthy. You have value. I'm not talking about entitlement where you think it's owed to you. I'm talking about this sense of worthiness. Like, I am valuable. I'm valuable and I'm worthy to be loved. I deserve that love. And when you live that way, you don't sabotage your own life with your own thinking. Think about how many times we've sabotaged our own lives all because of our negative thinking, all because we are in this cycle of thought, wrong and false belief systems, and we keep sabotaging ourselves. And we're almost at the end of the year, and we start to make these goals, and we start thinking in terms of this next year. Lo and behold, by next year, this time, we are back at a cycle. Well, I don't want you to live in a cycle. And the only way we're going to stop sabotaging ourselves and our own minds is by understanding our worthiness. The other thing that you will find when you have a strong sense of self-worth is that you enjoy the journey. You enjoy the journey. You enjoy your process. You're in the moment. Have you often found yourself where you just don't like where you're at, but you can't find just one small sense of enjoyment because you just look at all the bad? You see, it's so important for all of us to understand this worthiness. If not, we're going to become complacent. The complacency in our lives and the laziness that so lingers, the reason why we get stuck in this reason, and we're stuck, we can't get out of our own heads, we can't get out of our own lifestyles, is because our self-worth keeps fluctuating. You see, it's important for us to see that when it comes to worthiness, you're going to have to look at one thing. You're going to have to see, am I overcoming these limitations in my life? When it comes to a sense of worthiness, there merits this a look at, a view, a perspective, and ask yourself this question. Are there limiting beliefs around your self-worth? Do you have stories that you believe about yourself? I don't really come from the right family. I'm not good enough. I'm bad at this. My parents made mistakes. I've made so many bad decisions. I'm scared. I've already tried it. I don't stick to it. I can't because I promised myself something and then I didn't do it. And you have these limited beliefs around this self-worth. When it comes to worthiness, we're going to have to look at all the limiting beliefs that are around our self-worth. What stories have you told yourself? What stories, maybe not consciously, but there are these stories that are around this sense of worthiness about yourself that has really limited your sense of worthiness. That's important to look at. We have to go and really evaluate the number one, the limiting beliefs, and number two, the perceptions. What perceptions do I have about the ideas of self-worth and self-love? oftentimes we don't really see it at the forefront of our lives, but really, what is your perception when I tell you there ought to be self-love? There ought to be a sense of self-worth. You are worthy of love. Do you immediately dismiss it? Do you immediately go, oh, no, no, no? Or is there a disconnect in your perception as far as what God says, as far as what Jesus says about you? Do you feel like oftentimes there's a distorted lens when it comes to your worthiness? This is so important for us to improve our self-worth and really understand the limiting beliefs, the perceptions that we have around it, because it's the foundation to everything. Self-worth gives you a foundation. Self-worth will always help you endure through everything in your life. The setbacks, the hardships, the frustrating seasons in your life. When you have a healthy self-worth, it will help you endure it all. And lastly, I want to point out something. When it comes to self-worth, you're gonna have to change your relationship with rejection. We have to understand that we cannot live in worthiness yet fear rejection or fear failure. I understand that rejection can be extremely, excruciatingly painful. And oftentimes we connect it with our worthiness. But if we don't change our relationship with failure and with rejection, then it's going to be really hard for us to have a sense and healthy sense of self-worth. The fear of rejection and the fear of failure are actually the biggest reasons why people hold back. It's the biggest reasons why people stay stuck, why they never share ideas, why they talk about themselves in a negative context, why they really never reveal who they truly are or how they truly feel. You see, rejection and failure, they're really not the same thing. They're similar, but we have to understand that if we don't change our relationship with them at the core, then we're going to have a hard time loving ourselves, feeling a sense of belonging. It's a choice. Let me say it again. It's a choice. You see, everything in life carries the meaning that we attach to it. It's a choice. It's the story that we're saying behind that rejection. And it's the story that we're saying behind that failure. Everything in life carries a meaning that we attach to it. That meaning carries the emotions that we place around it. And the emotions that we feel carry our life experiences. I'm going to say that again. You see, you can actually embrace and look forward to rejection and failure because rejection and failure are not so bad. It's really the stories that we tell ourselves. When you have a sense of self-worth and value, you'll tell the right story in regards to that rejection. You learn to laugh at yourself in regards to some of those rejections. Everything in your life carries the meaning that you are attaching to it. This is a choice. What meaning are you attaching to that rejection? Is the meaning in regards to that rejection, is the meaning now distorting the lens that you have around self-worth? You see, everything in life carries the meaning that we attach to it. That meaning is going to carry the emotions that we place around it. And the emotions that we feel carry our life experiences. So we can say it like this. All those disappointments that you've had, they can actually become divine trust, right? When you think about rejection, it can really become resilience for you. All that rejection that you have faced can really now tell a story of resilience, right? And this begins to solidify now your sense of self-worth. It's important for us to look at the stories that we tell ourselves. That's the only way we're going to understand the meanings, the perceptions, and even the limiting beliefs that we have had around our self-worth. When you change the meaning, the relationship with rejection and with failure, you're going to change your entire life. Even if you've had setbacks or you've had failures, but you did it anyway, find the right meaning to that rejection and that failure. You see, if you change the meaning if you change what it means to you, that rejection, then all that embarrassment that you attach to it, the shameful words that you attach to that story, the flawed you, the unattractive you, all of that, it loses its power because now you're telling the right story around that rejection. If we're going to change our sense of self-worth and worthiness, we're going to have to change the story that we are saying about that rejection and around that failure. Change your relationship with rejection. It takes time to unlearn old patterns and learn new ones, I understand. And it's so easy to fall back to that fear of rejection or the meaning that you have around that rejection. But it's important for you to identify it, reveal it, identify, right? All of those meanings. How do you see rejection? What story are you saying? And then we've got to redefine it. Give yourself a new meaning. Tell yourself a new story. The story that comes to my mind is a story in the Bible about a man by the name of Joseph. He was so rejected, but you never read his story and him placing this meaning about himself in a negative context. Matter of fact, he became the second in command of all of Egypt. And I really truly believe that he did not attach that failure and all of that rejection to his worthiness. There's something that the Bible keeps saying about him. And the Lord was with him and he believed God. I'm thinking in Joseph's life, he just knew how to say the right story. When he was forgotten, when he was falsely accused, he just knew how to attach a meaning around that that did not coexist with his worthiness. I understand we've all been rejected. We've all gone through some failures and mistakes and maybe some very just distasteful situations that have happened in our lives. But the story that we attach to those things in our lives have everything to do with our limiting beliefs or no limiting beliefs around our self-worth. In other words, when you have a healthy sense of self-worth, you can redefine what you are saying about that rejection. You can redefine what you're saying about the mistake that you made, about some of the choices that you've made in the past, and not attach it to your worthiness. Your mistakes should not be attached to your worthiness. Your rejections should not be attached to your worthiness, because your value has everything to do with how much Jesus paid to buy you, to purchase you, and to make you his.